RSL New South Wales has terminated the contract of its CEO amid claims he was a whistleblower. The branch has been in turmoil for months now amid a police investigation into alleged financial misconduct. The entire state council stood down earlier this year while an internal investigation takes place. As of today, the CEO, Glenn Kolomeitz, is out of a job and parts of the league's rank and file are worried it's retribution. Angela Lavoie-Pouillet reports.
There's anger among the league's members about the sacking of the CEO of RSL New South Wales, Glenn Kolomeitz.
It's wrong. It's definitely wrong. They're just trying to make a scapegoat out of him because he blew the whistle on him initially, and I just think it's wrong.
The president of the Newcastle District Council, David Edmund, wants him back in the job.
So he can start doing things, getting the thing cleaned up. It desperately needs to be aired. It's divided the league.
The president of the Northern Metropolitan District Council, Bronte Pollard, says members have been kept in the dark.
In terms of the CEO, we've basically relied on media reports from various outlets to find out what is going on, which is very frustrating, very frustrating.
The league's decision to sack Glenn Kolomeitz is the latest chapter in an ongoing eight-month saga centering on allegations of financial misconduct at the top of the state branch. Since the story broke, the national president of the RSL, Rod White, has resigned and the entire New South Wales State Council has stood aside while an internal investigation takes place. There are also several outside investigations underway, including by New South Wales Police and the charities regulator. Glenn Kolomeitz has labelled his dismissal as bizarre.
It appears on its face to have been because I assisted investigations, really. That's as much as I can make of it at the moment. I think it's further not coincidental that it happened just over a week after I'd reported to the police some potentially fraudulent ballot papers for the state council elections.
RSL New South Wales has declined the ABC's request for an interview. But in a video sent to members this afternoon, one of the state branch caretakers, David Clark, gave his account of the facts.
It should be stressed that Mr. Kolomeitz's employment has been terminated due to a breach of his contract by him, which occurred in January 2017, and not due to any issues which he or anyone else has raised with the current investigation into state branch.
In the video, David Clark accuses the former CEO of being unwilling to negotiate.
The action was taken following 2 months during which Mr. Kolomeitz was given the opportunity to commence negotiations through his legal representatives. All attempts by the Caretaker Management Committee to arrange meetings or reconciliation have gone unanswered, and therefore we deem that those attempts have failed. In order to maintain a degree of stability and cohesion within state branch, the only option was termination. And members, I take this opportunity to seek your indulgence and patience in allowing these matters to come to their natural conclusion.
Glenn Kolomeitz denies breaching his contract.
It goes beyond that. It's not just that I didn't breach my contract. It's that I, in fact, performed my contract and my fiduciary and professional obligations and duties as CEO in growing and in repairing the organisation and in my duties as public officer in identifying issues and rectifying them and reporting them to the appropriate authorities.
The matter is now being considered by the Fair Work Commission. An internal investigation is continuing, but it's unclear whether there'll be any developments before state council elections are held later this month. Many of the same state councillors who've stood aside, including the president, John Haines, are running for re-election.
Angela Lavoie-Pierre reporting.